From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Afghanistan, the reemergence of the Taliban is threatening one of the country's greatest recent achievements, education. In southern Helmand province alone, nearly half of all schools have closed. Female students are at greatest risk. The Taliban consider them un-Islamic. They have threatened their parents, torched their classrooms, and kidnapped and killed their teachers. Only in the provincial capital, Lashkargah, do girls regularly attend classes anymore. But even those schools are under pressure to close their doors. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story of one of those schools.
Inside this cream-colored single-story school, 40 third graders in white scarves and loose black tunics lean over well-worn desks and eagerly repeat the Islamic lesson of the day. Less rambunctious but more ambitious are the high school seniors several doors down. The three dozen girls, who also wear white scarves to cover their hair and loose black tunics to hide their curves, eagerly absorb the finer points of computer programming their teacher scribbles on the chalkboard, all without the benefit of computers or the internet. The students' enthusiasm at Lise Naswan visibly energizes their principal, Jamila Niazi, a soft-spoken 40-year-old with piercing black eyes. For a second, the danger in being here is forgotten. So is her anguish over the killing of three colleagues in neighboring districts, or the torching last year of close to 200 schools nationwide. Her smile fades as she reaches into her purse. With a nervous laugh, Niazi explains no one at the school has seen the photocopied letters she pulls out. For the first time, she agrees to share them with a reporter. She says she gave the originals to Afghan President Hamid Karzai last week during his unprecedented visit to Lashkargah. There are four letters, two she found nailed to her front door and two delivered to the school. All are handwritten and stamped and signed by mullahs who claim to represent the Taliban. All threaten Niazi, and one of them also threatens her two sons with murder. One letter warns, "Your death is decreed by the Holy Book, and there's nowhere you can hide in Afghanistan." The warnings wear on Niazi.
Each time I come here to school, I don't think I'll make it home alive. That's the truth.
But she refuses to quit. The stakes are too high for Niazi, who risked her life secretly teaching girls in her home during the Taliban era when female education was banned.
This is our province. These are our children, and we are working for them. Even if it means death, we are compelled to educate our kids.
Students like 18-year-old Saida Atahi are just as determined.
If there is no education, there is no reconstruction, no national unity. That's why we come to school, so we can become teachers, doctors, and engineers, and save our desperate country.
But her 22-year-old computer teacher, Tavane Amiri, admits she's afraid.
Yeah, it's not quite good because we are coming, but we are afraid from the Taliban, and it's not safety situation for us that we are come from our homes.
Principal Niazi agrees the most dangerous part of going to school is getting there. 2 months ago, two armed men on a motorcycle pulled up alongside her car and asked her driver through his open window whether the girls' school principal was in the car. She, like most women in Helmand, was hidden beneath an opaque burqa and behind drawn curtains framing the back windows. When the driver asked the men who wanted to know about the principal, they sped off. Her boss, district school supervisor Syed Gul, says such incidents remain rare in Lashkargah, but he fears not for long. He complains that so far, NATO's month-old Operation Achilles has caused more schools to close, first because of the fighting and secondly because the Taliban return to villages and towns after Western and Afghan troops leave.
We are unhappy with this campaign. It's had no effect other than to make things worse.
Syed Gul says he hopes that the troops will speed up their efforts. But Dutch General Ton van Loon, the NATO commander in charge of those troops, said at a news conference late last month that they are acting cautiously to ensure Afghan civilians are not caught in the crossfire. For their part, Taliban spokesmen insist they are not targeting any Afghan schools, except, they add, for those that teach Christian values or serve American interests. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Lashkargah.